I have some questions about the recruiting process. Kind of get some details on what that's like and what are the qualifications and requirements for the Air Force.
All right. So the basic qualifications is going to be you have to be at least 17 and a junior in high school. And if you're 17, you have to have parental permission. When you're 18, you don't need the permission. But so basically 17 to 39 years old, you have to either be a resident with a like your work visa or a citizen, obviously. And then the next part of it would be like your physical and medical history, and that's where a lot of people are starting to struggle these days. So we have a height and weight requirement, so whatever your height is, there's a specific weight range that we have to go into. And then medical history, you know, certain diagnosis, like especially mental diagnosis, could potentially be a disqualifier, and then having prescriptions and things like that. But other than that, it's pretty simple. We just don't have, you know, a really bad criminal record, don't do drugs. I mean, if you did them in the past, that's fine, but it depends on what it is. And then talk to a recruiter, right? So they'll be the ones that can help you really figure out, based on you and what your specific history, what might be a roadblock and what might not be, right?
Okay. I know you mentioned a health history. Is there, like, pre-existing conditions that are also taken into effect with that?
Yes, some pre-existing conditions are going to be disqualifying. We have a book that we look at with medical conditions, and there's certain things on there. But just because it's in there doesn't mean that you're disqualified, because there's always potential for waivers for certain things. Ultimately, it's up to the doctors at the military entrance processing station to do the medical qualification or disqualification. It's really their decision, because they're the medical expert. But each branch also has a Surgeon General. So the Air Force Surgeon General is in charge of reviewing and authorizing waivers for medical history.
Okay. So it kind of can be a case-by-case basis depending
Absolutely.
On what it is.
Absolutely. Just okay. Because you might have had something in the past doesn't necessarily mean it's disqualifying. And a lot of folks just automatically assume that, kind of had this or that or whatever. I'm not even going to bother looking into it because probably not going to qualify. Well, I've had some folks that I've talked to that wasn't the case. That did get them qualified, and they did join the Air Force. So
better to check and then find out that way, for sure.
For sure.